This is the last day, in a way, you see, of the Easter season. Tomorrow is Pentecost. It's the only feast that's celebrated every day of the year, because the Spirit is with us to sustain, to guide, to enliven, to forgive the church. And so it's always with us. That's why at every consecration, the priest asks God the Father to send the Holy Spirit to consecrate this bread and wine, which will be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, by the action of the Holy Spirit, who is always with us. These words more or less end the book of Acts. We've been reading Acts since Easter Monday, because while the Gospels tell us the life of Jesus in himself, the Word incarnate, the Acts tell us the life of Jesus as is lived in the church. And so the risen life of the Lord is traced out for us. Starting Monday, the readings will be different. And they will have to do with, well, how do we live the gift of the Holy Spirit? How do we live that way? You see? The Lord will teach us, but that will be the readings, and we'll have the Old Testament and so forth. These last lines of the Gospel, there's 2 points that the author wants to make. The first one, because, you know, he told Peter, follow me. So Peter, St. Thomas makes a marvelous remark right here. He says, do you see how profound the Lord's forgiveness really is? Peter swore 3 times he never heard of Jesus while Jesus was being tried and condemned to death. And who did Jesus make Pope? Peter. In other words, there is such a gift of repentance that the Lord gives us, that he can totally reinstate us. That's mercy. That's love. And so, that Peter, see, and he's as bold as always, you know, what about him? So Peter turned and saw the disciple following whom Jesus loved. Now, what kind of a love is that? That's something very special. It's not the kind of love that makes everybody else jealous. It's the kind of love that makes everybody else happy. Others have been involved in that kind of deep, affectionate love with Jesus. St. Francis. That's one of the reasons the Pope took the name. He had that deep, affectionate relationship. And it makes everybody else happy. Nobody's saying, oh, how come I don't have that? We have plenty. You see? And so, he says, well, you see, what about him? Jesus says, Peter, look, I just reinstated you as Pope, right? So why don't you just follow me? You know, let me handle John my own way, all right? And so the word spread, because he said, what if I want him to wait, you see, until I come? Which come? Well, the one when he comes to take John. So the word spread that the disciple would not die. And now this is the disciple writing this. That's not what he said. He didn't say, I wasn't going to die. He said, what if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? That's nice advice to us too, right? How come him, Jesus? What are you doing with him? Jesus says, none of your business. You fix your eyes on me. Give me your whole life. Trust me. Follow me. I will overwhelm you with such love. And that's what happened, isn't it? And that's where Peter had his authority from. When the Holy Spirit came on the Jewish feast of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came, and that's our feast now. Who stood up and preached to 3,000 people when a few days before he'd been hiding in case one or two found him? Peter. Because he loves Jesus. Now, the other disciple is the one testifying to these things, he says. And he's written them, and we know, you see. And now the disciples of this other apostle, we know that his testimony is true. There are many things that Jesus did, but, you know, if they were all to be written out, the whole world couldn't contain them. The books that would have to be written. Can you, you know, what has he done? How many thousands has he healed? How many people have come to know him and know the Father? How many people were blessed with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost? If I tried to write all that down, you know, I'd need a new computer. You know, it's because it's still going on. Our presence here right now is a work of the Lord, isn't it? And the retreat that's going to be held today is a work of the Lord. You'd have to put that in the book, wouldn't you? Well, go ahead. But you won't finish because you'll die and go see the Lord, and he'll keep right on doing these things until he decides that he's going to end the world.